Hey guys, this is Vanessa Hers. Thank you for the support and love. Also, be sure to check us out every Wednesday and Sunday on Spotify and favorite us on Anchor app.
Hey! What up, 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 what up? It's your boy Wayne Hers.
And Vanessa Hers.
And are we back?
We're
another
back.
Episode of His
again.
And Hers podcast.
Again.
Hey, mama.
And again,
man.
Yes.
As always, we appreciate y'all for tuning in, liking, sharing, rating, subscribing, reaching out to us on our pod pages, Vanessa's, mine, and also the pod page. Can't thank y'all enough for all the love and support, man. We appreciate y'all for real, for real.
Thank you for returning. Once again, we always say every single click, every single share, every single like, every single friend you tell, we appreciate you.
Yeah, it's all relative to enhancing the platform. You know what I mean? In this digital content space, that's what we want to be a mainstay. You know what I mean? We want to master this craft and get after it like we can, you know, so we're going to keep producing, putting out the best content, putting our best foot forward so that we can bring it straight to y'all. Without further ado, I want to jump right into the episode, though. I want to get past, like, all the normal stuff that we put out there for the people. Y'all know that. Y'all know where to find us. Spotify, Apple. Anchor is now Spotify, if you didn't know.
Yes.
So, I just feel like this episode is definitely, it deserves our fully undivided attention. It's more of a serious topic, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure a lot of people can relate. So when you and I were talking about this off mic, I just was like, man, I was thinking like, yo, like, yeah, we definitely got to hit on this. I guess you could say it's a sensitive subject because, I've experienced it. You've experienced it. We have friends and family who have also experienced it. But the subject of single mothers, it's a very complex issue. It's one that unfortunately a lot of people have and will deal with, but let's speak to that. And maybe if you can kind of, before we fully immerse ourselves into the episode, if you want to offer some of your thoughts and some of your remarks on the idea and what a single mother is and what it means to you. Chill.
So before we just start, I want to salute all single moms as becoming a mom. I know it is hard as fuck.
Yes.
And luckily I have a lot of help both from Wayne and my mother.
Yes.
But every single time that I go through a difficult day, every single time that I go through some type of struggle, anytime that, you know, you have those mom days. You have those mom days where it's like, what in the fuck? You know? A tough day where you dealt with some shit at work and you still have to come home and mom.
Yeah.
You have those days where it's just life, you know, a sick family member, financial issues, whatever it is, and you come home and you mom.
Yeah.
You know, so we want to definitely salute you guys, give you all the credit and the roses that you guys deserve.
Yeah.
While you're still here.
Absolutely.
Because it is a fucking roller coaster ride.
Yeah. And just to kind of piggyback on your point and buffer your point, I'd be remiss if I didn't acknowledge my girl real quick before we start the episode. I just want to say thank you, baby, because I know for those of you who don't know, or if you're just under a rock, you know, my girl was once told by her uncle, who's a surgeon, that she may not, or the chances or the likelihood of her having children was slim to none.
Mm-hmm. Well, a direct specialist
right?
Told me that.
So, you know, for her, and then you couple that, you marry that with my girl not wanting to have kids at a point in time in her life. Mm-hmm. And like now that we have a beautiful son, I've seen the shift in you. I've seen the change in you. I've seen you embrace yourself and fully immerse yourself into the whole idea of motherhood. You know, you have an amazing relationship with your mom. It's a very, very unique one. You know, you guys are really, really close. Your mom's almost like your best friend.
She is.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You guys do. It's weird because you guys almost finish each other's sentences. Like, you know, that's how I know you guys are like two peas in a pod. Real best friends. Yeah, like, you know, you kind of know like when you're, yeah, you know when people are just like posting their mom, but they don't really fuck with them for real. My bestie. Yeah, like, you know, like, I just thought it was super cute. And when you had, when you took your mom on her first flight, you know what I'm saying, for her birthday, when you guys went to San Francisco and, you know, Mother's Day, that whole thing, you know, Mexican Mother's Day and then the real American Mother's Day and then
her birthday,
you know what I mean?
So man, does she get a whole week? So, but yeah, it's know, okay.
I've seen the change in you, and I think a large part of the reason why you're an amazing mother is because of the relationship that you have with your mom. You know, maybe you've seen over the years firsthand how she's dealt with you, how she's dealt with your brother, you know what I mean? And also, I feel like it's allowed you, because, I mean, you had a great example.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Those are huge shoes to fill.
So it's like, I know for you, you've taken little bits and pieces of like how your mom was with you and your brother and your, you know, your cousins and stuff like that, because your family is really, really close.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's mom. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like all the cousins.
She's definitely, like, you know what I mean? Everyone looks like a mom.
So, like, I know for you, being able to have that interaction firsthand, come home to it every night, have reassuring values and qualities, you know, in your mom, I know that that's allowed you to kind of like put your mind at ease and embrace motherhood.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? So I just kind of wanted to salute you on that front.
Thank you, baby. She is my angel on earth. She is my best friend. She is my back, like my support. She is my everything, you know?
Yeah.
Like regardless of a difficult time, regardless of a situation, you know, even at my worst, just like, well, what happened? Well, maybe this didn't happen because of this. Like, she's always very positive.
Yeah.
You know, so, and it's difficult to find people like that, let alone let it be your mom.
Yeah.
Let alone let her still. You okay?
Yeah, sorry.
Wayne is still a little under the weather. Sorry, y'all. But it's crazy, right? Like, when you go into motherhood, you think, oh, this is a piece of cake. She literally made it seem like it was a piece of cake.
Yeah.
This was easy. Like I told you, I never knew our struggles.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew I was poor. I never felt like anything was missing. I feel like I had a great childhood because she went above and beyond for that.
Yeah.
You know, and now with my son, like, I'm like, shit, those are huge shoes I have to fill.
Yeah.
And I have to be like her? Like, I can't. Well, I'm trying, you know, like, I want to be like her. I want my kid to love me like I love her and come to me and respect me, you know, and consider me their best friend. Like, Lorenzo, you have to love me like this.
I think that should always be the aim, right?
Of course.
You should always aim. Like, what do they say? Oh, like, yeah, even shoot for the moon. At least if you miss, you'll fall amongst the stars. Like,
and it's not always like that.
No, it's not, you know, but I do feel that you should look to attain that. I do feel you should strive for that. Even some people may deem it or perceive it as unrealistic, but for you, I think this whole idea, right? This whole ideology and this whole idea of people not attempting certain things because, like, they didn't have a mom, right? And you wonder why. Like, if you get into the psyche of a person and you look into their background, you begin to investigate some of the things that they had to endure,
mm-hmm.
what type of childhood they had, who was around them, like, were they loved enough, were they hugged enough, were they told something different? Mm-hmm. When you really, really break down a person or a child's psyche, I believe that's when you begin to really, you know, unpack where a child is or why they are the way that they are. And you kind of think about it, right? Because, like, when you look into somebody's upbringing, you wonder why a person may be of adult age but adolescent of the mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I truly believe that begins and starts with your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Or the lack thereof, the relationship that you had with her.
Yeah.
If you had one at all. Or a guardian or whomever you deem of.
Yeah.
You know? So let's start there. Let's start at, you know, the inception. You know? like, with single moms, it's such a weighted topic. It's such a... Because, like, when you hear single mom, when you hear the term, you just think, man, a woman tied. She's tired. Like, you know, there's so many things that she has to figure out. How we gonna eat? Who gonna clean this damn house? I gotta go to work. I gotta come home. I gotta make lunches. I gotta iron clothes. I gotta fold clothes. I gotta take out school clothes. I gotta help with homework. You know? I gotta figure out what bills I gotta pay. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just so and
how,
much
and how and where and yeah, what and where time coming from. And yeah, and so, they just make it happen.
So when women are tasked and forced with these decisions out of desperation, and oftentimes, how often do you think women succumb to the pressure of being a single mom?
Honestly, when I think of single mom, and this is crazy, I think because like you just said, it depends what you grew up with, right? Mm-hmm. I see superhero. I don't know why. Like, automatically, they're just going to make it happen.
Yeah.
Because who knows how.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes that check stretches so far.
That's a fact.
You have, like, no idea how they do it, that's but they're going to do it.
That's a fact.
And they're going to make that and more happen.
That's a fact.
You know, gas, bills, rent, food. Clothing. You just mentioned all of that on your own.
Yeah.
Happen.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just crazy. Like I said, now that I'm a mom and there is difficult days and there's days when I'm like, what in the hell? Like, can I please just get a break?
Yeah.
Or those few nights that we can count with Lorenzo, mm-hmm. with the bad night, a single mom dealing with a sick baby.
Yeah.
Not knowing what the hell you are doing, because us first time moms don't know what the hell we're doing. We really don't. Ever. Like, hardly ever.
Yeah.
The first earache, the first fever, oh my God, the worst. The first diaper rash, like, you just want to fix your baby. You just want your baby to feel better. You want to comfort your baby. Let your baby know that you're going to be okay together somehow, some way.
Yeah.
And it's hard.
It's crazy because, like, some women have one, right? And then you look up.
Me.
And some women have, like, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I won't sugarcoat it at all. I'm like, it's hard, and I have one.
Yeah. You know, and it's like, man, like, to the women who have multiple.
Yeah.
They be making that shit look, like, effortless, seamless. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And keep in mind, a lot of times, I feel like you said, it's kind of what you grow up with, or the circumstances, or your background, right? Yeah. That you grow up with. So, two of my cousins had kids at a very young age.
Okay.
And salute to them, because I feel like me at 30, I ain't gonna say my age.
35.
Less than that. Thank you very much. My business. But at my age, I feel like at times, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know when your kid could start eating solids. You don't know when your kid changes formula. You don't know what the hell, like... All these sicknesses and weird stuff, like, you have no idea, nothing. And now we have the internet, right? Salute to the Google. Thank you very much. We made it. We made it through.
But it's crazy.
First year of motherhood. But I think back in my cousins, they were 16, 17, going through the same exact thing that I'm going through now.
Yeah.
I was not built for that at that age.
Yeah.
I mean, don't know how the fuck I cuss all the time here. I don't know how I would have made it.
Yeah.
Like, my best friend, she ended up pregnant. And I remember, salute to her. She's an amazing mom. And my mom would pick her up. Look at how young we were, okay? Yeah. We would have family parties. And she would tell me, oh, you should tell, you know, if she wants to come with us. And my mom never treated her different. Keep in mind, a lot of times, that's viewed the wrong way also.
Yeah.
The family member that ends up having a kid young, oh, did you see? Oh, especially Hispanics, it's a thing, you know? Where everyone talks behind her back or criticizes, oh, look, she's still young. Doesn't even have a job. She didn't even graduate. Like, all that bullshit, right?
Yeah.
That they're already dealing with besides the pregnancy itself.
Yeah.
And I remember my mom would always tell me, like, oh, do you want to tell her if she wants to come with us? We would have, like, family parties at the park or at my aunt's house. And she would always pick her up. And I always remember my best friend would come, and she would literally have the walker, the diaper bag, and the baby all on her own.
Yeah.
And we would try and help her. I'll be like, oh, tell me, like, we're about to pull up. Keep in mind, I don't think I even had a pager. Like, I mean, I think I had a pager, not a cell phone back then. Mm. So I would want to help her. And she's like, no, it's fine. If I let go of one thing, it's all going to just fall apart. Mm. Like, you know, like she would have the baby. And now I'm like, dude, at times I have the diaper bag. I have Lorenzo. I have one hand. Lorenzo's heavy. I have one hand open and I'm like, it's gonna be this or that. Like, I can't do it. Yeah, it's not that today. Yeah. Like, you know.
Right.
And when I think back on that, I'm like, damn, she was like naturally a mom.
Mm-hmm.
My cousin, amazing. Like, she, I remember she used to take my niece a bath, and she was good. My niece was always ready, like ready to go. She would carry her everywhere, take her everywhere, and you know. And I'm just like, it's hard. Like, it's, they make it seem so easy.
Yeah, no.
And salute to you. Like, these teen moms, I feel like some are just meant to be moms.
Yeah.
Not me.
I mean, I feel a lot of what single moms go through is definitely trial and error. Because, like, you're learning on the fly. You don't even, I mean, you know, if you're, like, 16, 17, 18, 19, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't even know who you are as a woman yet. But let alone you have a child that you have to raise now. So a lot of what you're learning is your kid is like low-key learning with you.
Yeah, you grow with them.
You know what I'm saying? So it's literally trial and error.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And literally, I remember my cousin saying that often. Like,
yeah.
I'm learning about me, but then again, like, my daughter is learning with me as well. Yeah, like, we're literally growing up together.
Yeah.
And I remember when they would see us in the street, because we would go out, like, we would be out often, like, go eat or go to the fashion store, I don't know, anywhere. And people literally would judge. They'd be like, that's your daughter? And she would say, like, yeah, that's my daughter. Like, they look alike a lot. Yeah. She got that all the time. And it's like, oh my God, you're so young. That's your daughter? And it's like, yeah.
Yeah,
like, just,
yeah, like, what that mean?
Oh,
like, what
you're so young, huh? Damn. But right away, it's like the, aw. The judgmental, like, yeah.
Yeah, like,
and it's like, no, lady, like, mind your damn business, yeah. You know, off the bat.
Yeah.
But like you said, it's crazy because not only are you learning to be a mom,
mm-hmm.
a lot of times you're dealing with personal shit too.
For sure.
Keep in mind, at that age, a lot of people are just developing their idea, what they want to do
mm-hmm.
with their career,
mm-hmm.
with school, with love.
Yeah.
Like, it's the dad gonna stay around? Is he not? Is mm-hmm. he around since day one?
Mm-hmm.
Is he not? Like, you're going through so much shit.
Yeah, and most people at that age don't have a clue.
At all.
At all.
I didn't even have a clue just going to school. Like,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and furthermore, like, you know, I'm speaking from experience, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, my mom was a single mom, you know, and I'm one of six. You know what
Damn.
I mean? I'm one of six, you know
Salute
what I'm saying?
To her.
So, I know what it's like firsthand, you know, living in a one-bedroom with my mom, six kids, her best friends, five kids, and we having to figure it out because of two failed marriages.
All of you in one bedroom?
It's a fact. You know what I mean? We lived in a one-bedroom. You know, they came, so, like, we lived in New Orleans, you know what I'm saying, and my mom's ex-husband at the time, he was in the military, her best friend's husband was in the military, and they were friends, but they both were being abused. Like, physically.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, they both, like, you know, to their credit, they said, you know what? They was working just,
make
like, whatever
work.
Little jobs. They said, we're going to make up enough money to get us and our kids the fuck out of here, and we're going back to California. Because we was living in New Orleans, Louisiana at the time.
Damn.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, again, you know, while me and my mom have varying views on certain subjects and topics, one thing I will always give her credit for is, like, being my mom.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, even when it was probably unpopular and tough for her to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't know the challenges and some of the hardships and some of the heartaches that she was tasked with just having to be a mom and to figure shit out.
Yeah. Well, now as an adult, you guys have had those conversations, right?
Right. Now, yeah. But I'm saying, like, back then.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but back then, it's like, as a kid, you don't understand why you can't go get certain food.
Yeah.
You don't understand, like, why you can't have certain outfits or certain mm-hmm. clothes or certain shoes, or why you can't go to Chuck E. Cheese. Mm-hmm. And everybody's talking about how great it is when you go to school.
Why your cereal you know is what I'm not saying? In a box. Yeah. It's why, in a bag.
What is Malto Meal?
Yeah.
What is Fruity Rings?
Yeah.
This ain't Fruit Loops. What is Smacks?
There's no sugar. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? What is Honey Roos? Nah, this ain't Honeycombs. Like, what are we doing?
But the crazy part of it is, like we keep saying, they just make it happen.
Yeah.
You know, regardless of, hey, that might not be your top-notch meal, but are you eating?
Facts.
You know, are you going to go to bed hungry? No, you're not.
Facts.
Because they're going to make it happen for you.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Crazy, crazy.
Yeah, and it is crazy. And it's, like, I think, God rest his soul, rest in peace, Nipsey. It's a line in a song that he has, and it always resonates with me every time I hear the song. The name of the song is called Proud of That. Right? And it's a line in the song where he was like, mama paid the bills but couldn't save, so we couldn't ask for no J's. And it's like, you know, being from the inner city, like having a pair of Jordans is like having a badge of honor. It's like a trophy,
mm-hmm.
you know? So like when he said that line, like mama paid the bills but couldn't save, like my mom paid the bills but she didn't have no money to save and put away.
Yeah.
So nigga, we couldn't ask for no J's.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that, like, for any person, like, if you from where I'm from or you grew up in an environment like where I grew up, like, that's such a line that resonated with me because it's like, that's real shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And to be real with you, to be frank with you, I think that's one of the reasons why I buy J's to this day.
Mm-hmm.
Is because I know, like, I couldn't get them when I, you know, at a point.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, now that I can afford to get them, I think that's part of the reason why I do buy Jordans, like, honestly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And, like, it's crazy, though. Like, when I look at some of the things that people are willing to, like, sacrifice or put off now, it's crazy, man. Like, you know? And I hope to, like, I hope that every single mom realizes that, you know, whatever you feel, if you feel like you're not doing enough, if you feel like you're not worthy, if you feel as though, like, you're ready to throw in the towel, I pray that you don't. I really pray and truly hope that you don't, because that kid, at some point or another, they're going to want you and need you to be strong for them.
Yeah, and they're going to show you that they're grateful, because you know? I feel like you're allowed to break, right?
Yeah.
You're allowed to cry it out. You're allowed to yell it out. You're allowed to just have that moment, like,
yeah.
you know? And but guess what? You have to pick yourself back up and keep it going, because yeah. there's no other option.
Yeah.
So I know that you mentioned, like, your situation.
Mm-hmm.
So with me, I have no idea what my mom gave up or what she exchanged my happiness for.
Yeah.
Because I did have the J's. I did have the Rockaware. I did have the J-Lo pants that were in, you know? Those were my first $100 jeans.
Oh, you had Parasuco?
No. Yeah, not Parasuco.
Apple bottom?
I did have Apple Bottom. Oh, you know, damn. All the name brand stuff, I did.
Okay.
I had jerseys because I was into basketball. So, you know, I had...
a jersey dress?
I did.
What?
I should spend... Yeah.
Iverson? Who was your jersey
dress? Of course, dress? Allen Iverson.
Remember the little jersey dress NBA dresses?
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
Like, all of that. I used to... I went... The first Air Force Ones came out. You know, Nelly, everything was hot.
Yeah, yeah.
My mom went to the marketplace, yes, the marketplace in Linwood, where everyone would go and get their J's, and she would get me stuff. And it's like, now that I look back, it's like she had to sacrifice a lot.
Yeah.
Just to get that one pair of $100 jeans that I wanted just to wear to school,
mm-hmm.
you know? And then the trend was over, and it's like, well, I don't like those no more, mom. You yeah. know? They're bell-bottom.
On like, to the next $100 item.
They're yeah. straight leg now, you know? And it was, like, ongoing.
Yeah.
And not once did I get a no.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, every single thing that I wanted, it was, like, I had Tim's, I had everything. So when I tell you that, it's, like, what did she sacrifice or what did she not get for herself? What yeah. did she not do? What bill was backed up?
Yeah.
Which extension did she have to get just to get... and make it look okay, like make me feel okay.
Yeah,
like I said, I never knew that we even struggled financially. Like, yeah, we lived in the hood, yeah, we lived in South Central, yeah, sometimes we didn't have more than, you know, like the other kids, yeah, sometimes my mom didn't have like the car that was, you know, that year, that top model or the best, but I didn't feel like we were struggling.
Yeah. And your mom did an amazing job of making it not appear that way.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's what moms are, because moms are superheroes. Mm-hmm. So they have superpowers to make it seem and make, you know, it's crazy, right? You know, my mom would like have a trick, right? And we'd be like, Mama, we hungry. And she said, take your ass to bed, you won't be hungry.
Go to sleep hungry in the morning, you're starving.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. Like, what the fuck? Like,
don't think about
some
it.
Some reverse psychology shit, man, you know? And, you know, it's crazy because, like, I feel like you have these isms. I call them isms. And you tell your mom, like, if my mom knew we did some bad shit, right? She would put it in the form of, bring me that remote. It's like, bring you the remote. Like, for what? Like, the TV on. Like why you got the TV on and you don't got the remote? Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But she, whatever it was that she knew we did wrong, whether it be school, whether it be fighting with our sibling, mm-hmm. whether it be saying something bad to the neighbor or anything, she would use that as a teaching moment. Like, we bring the remote, don't you ever do this, or don't you ever talk back. And, you know what I'm saying? And yeah. Like, in that moment, it's like, this is a trick. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay. Like, the lesson ain't about the remote. It's about what you want to get off your chest. Uh-huh. You feel me? So, yeah, man, I feel like single moms, they have, like, these superpowers. Like, yeah. They have these isms that they do with their children. In your case, you know, your mom made it appear as though, like, we good.
Yeah.
I got everything under control.
She's still like that.
You know what I'm saying?
And I'm like, nah, man. Yeah. This is weird up to here. Like, sometimes.
That's real.
Stuff's going on. It's just like, it's fine. Real. And I'm like, okay, if you say it's fine.
So it's like, I got a best friend. You referenced your best friend earlier in the episode. My best friend, he was an only child. And this.
Luxury.
This guy had everything you would ever imagine. Mm-hmm. Every Jordan, every gaming console, everything. Everything. He was the it guy on the block.
Opposite lifestyle of yours.
Yes, but he lived on my block. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you imagine seeing this shit every day, you know? It's like, you know, and this is like my best friend. So, you know, we were close. Mm. And so I'll be like, look, I know his mom used to probably get tired of me because I was knocking on that door every time I got home from school. He had snacks. Like, who just got snacks just because? Like,
not because you're hungry?
Yeah, nah, like, you got Capri Suns, you got Dippets, you got Tang. Remember Tang?
Dippets. Oh, the ice cream?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, the little powder
You feel me? Like, the dipstick, yeah. Like, come on, man. Like, how you just got this just, like, at your disposal? Like, I got to scrounge up change or ask my mom to go, like, hit the ice cream truck, bro. But you just got it just, like, on a strength, you know? Like,
doesn't it make you, appreciate the childhood that you have, the upbringings?
Yeah.
Now, for example, with our son, I'm like, I'm so glad, and it makes me appreciate my mom so much more.
Yeah.
Because I know that I've mentioned to you, I knew when my mom's payday was.
Okay.
On Thursday. And every other Thursday, we would go to Toys R Us. R.I.P. Toys R Us. They're trying to bring it back. But, and she would say, like, I'm gonna buy you a toy.
Mm-hmm.
That toy cannot be more than $30.
Okay.
And I'm going to get you one toy. Whatever it is that you want, I'm going to get you that one toy. And then the Thursday after that, I would get that toy, right?
Mm-hmm.
I usually got like a Barbie or the Ariel doll, you know. And then the week after that, she would take me and my brother out to eat.
Okay.
And he would pick one week. And then the next time we went out, I would pick.
Okay.
So she had that thing with us, you know. So every Thursday, because she would get paid weekly, we knew we were going to get something, either a food or a toy.
So she set the expectation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then my brother would ask for clothes because he was already in middle school and high school. So he was big on Dockers, Nike, like name brand stuff. So he would say, like, just buy me a pair of pants.
Yeah.
Or just buy me all white tees. You know, like, he would get whatever, like, from my mom.
Mm-hmm.
So she would say, like, you're going to get the toy, you're going to get this, and next week we go eat. And then I think back, and I'm like, well, how does she do it?
Yeah.
You know, you don't have the luxury of spoiling your kid on a weekly basis.
Right.
And I think back at her situation, and I'm like, she didn't have the luxury of doing that.
Right.
But she did.
Yeah.
luckily, I do have the luxury, and I'm not bragging about this because times have changed. But like you said, who just randomly has snacks? We do.
Yeah.
Lorenzo does not have to live like me or you.
No.
Luckily.
No, and I'm thankful for that.
Yes.
Yeah, no. I would never want my kids to live like that.
Ever. And it makes you look back and it's just like,
yeah,
certain things that you knew now as an adult you see and it's like, damn.
Yeah.
You know, salute to my mom. But back then, it didn't feel like a struggle at all.
Yeah.
I had every single thing that I needed. And more.
Yeah, and which is dope because, you know, it takes a special kind of individual for somebody to, you know, really put it into context and perspective. Like, you know, if you're able to do that and compartmentalize and break it down to the most fundamental basic form to your children that, like, we are okay, I think that's amazing. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Now, the flip side to that is, I feel like reality sets in at some point. Like, for example, I had a lot of freedom as a kid. Like, a lot of freedom. Like, we would go, because my mom was a single mom, she couldn't...
Keep an eye on you all the time.
Yeah, she couldn't always, you know, keep an eye on us, right? So, when I would go places, I would see shit. You know, like, I didn't understand, like, why I couldn't go to 7-Eleven or go to the local store or go to a pizza parlor and just get, like, a personal pan pizza. Like, you know?
To you, that was so normal? Like, a kid?
Yeah. I would see, you know, kids in there with their little change, their little $3.75, $4, $5, or whatever, you know? And I'm like, man. Or sometimes, you know, my best friend would come to my crib. Hey, let's go get a pack of cards. That was our thing. We would ride our bikes, we'd get a pack of cards, or we'd go get a personal pan pizza and a slushie.
Mm-hmm.
And at times, I couldn't do it because I didn't have it. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you start to learn and you quickly realize that your mom is trying her best, you know? And once I finally start to understand that, it began to make more sense to me. Like, I would stop with the questions. Well, why? Why I can't have it? Such and such got it. Such and such got it. His mom got it for him. And, like, you don't know the
struggles that they're going through.
You don't know, yeah, you don't know the internal battles that they're dealing with. Mm-hmm. And, like, I didn't realize that, like, I was hurting my mom when I was doing that shit, you mm-hmm. know? Like, man, like, you know, whenever she would reprimand me or I'd get in trouble. Man, I want my dad.
I was going to say, stop right there. You want your dad.
Yeah.
The person that is not here.
It's a fact.
You want him.
That's a fact.
Go with your fucking dad.
And that's exactly what the fuck
she... Go with your fucking
that's
dad.
That's exactly what the fuck she would say. Yep. Well, go call his ass then.
And when you went with your dad, what?
Terrible. Like, nothing. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I did good, right?
Yeah, I wish I would have just been at home with my mom. Well, go call his motherfucking ass then. Like,
let's
you know,
see if he answers you.
Because at that point, she's fucking, like, you know, fed up. Like, she threw her hands up like, oh, you want... Not only did I tell you, you mad at me because I told you you couldn't have this, and then you going to throw this nigga in my uh-huh. face? Oh, get your ass out of here. You know?
Been chasing his ass with child support or help or whatever. Because now, keep in mind, I completely understand that. Financially, with one just income,
mm-hmm.
it's difficult. You know, so not only that alone, raising a kid daily with a stubborn ass kid, because Lord knows what kind of kid we'll get, but with a difficult kid, with the kid that talks back, with the tantrums, with where are you at? It's just the mom.
I agree.
On her own.
I agree with the women that deserve it though. Because there's some women out there.
But we're not talking about them. We're trying to talk about those bad moms. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? I'm just speaking for the fellas in that regard. Like,
but this is singles mom.
No, it is. It is singles mom.
We ain't talking about the fellas for this episode.
But no, you're right. It is hard. It is difficult. Like,
I know that you had mentioned, and sometimes we'll see like memes or posts, like when the mom just needs that break.
Yeah.
And you said, now I understand on tough days, that you would literally look out the door or you're like, what is my mom doing?
Yeah.
And she would be sitting in the
car. Chilling in her car. And like sometimes she'd be on the phone, but sometimes she'd just be like, you know, hands on the steering wheel, playing her music, singing Mary J. Blige or Sade. And I could tell like that 10, 15, 20 minutes, however long she stayed in the car, bracing herself for when she walked through that motherfucking mm-hmm. door. Because you already know.
Kids jumping.
Her living room's a mess.
No one's listening.
You know what I'm saying? You didn't take out the chicken or whatever meat she said to take out.
Oh, so that
she
was the worst.
Oh, my God.
If you didn't take out the meat that they told you to take out. So she can cook? Oh. You are going to get, if not an ass whooping because I didn't get hit, but you're going to get the lecture like, really?
That's a fact.
Really? It's cool. And now, like I said, I completely understand that.
Yeah.
The last thing you want to do is come home to a dirty home. Mm-hmm. And this has nothing to do, well, it does, with single moms, but just all around. Even if you have a dude, even if you have a husband, a boyfriend, a baby daddy, a side piece, your Sancho, pick up your motherfucking clothes.
It's a fact.
What? There's a hamper, bro.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah, I mean, nobody.
Them dishes?
Yeah.
Please help.
Nobody wants to pick up after people.
Hell no.
Nobody grows.
Not even after your kids.
You know what I'm saying?
Not even after your kids sometimes.
Yeah. I know, right? It's fucked up. It's like, I got to clean
up. 1 year old. Can you pick up your toys? Please.
Man, it's crazy, man. What do you feel, though, in terms of, like, single moms? Like, what are some of the, I mean, we've highlighted a lot of the challenges, right? We've highlighted a lot of the things that they have to endure and have to go through. You know, not a present partner, father, kids acting up, talking about they want their dad, you know, this, that, and the third. But, like, what do you think it is internally that they feel like they can't seem to, like, overcome and the things that they endure? Like, what is it? Because being a single mom is very, very weighted. It's very, it can feel overwhelming and overbearing at times.
I think silently, it is a huge, not an eye opener, but you do want a partner.
Yeah.
Not someone just to dig you down or not someone that's just gonna, hey man, at times you do want just a person that's just gonna give you money.
Yeah.
But I just said like a partner. Mm-hmm. All around, it takes two people to try and raise a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's your standard, like, that's the American dream, as you would say, right?
Yeah, it's a traditional, quote unquote, traditional
that's
way of
the
thinking,
way,
yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like a husband and wife, and keep in mind, we said traditional.
Right.
Some of us aren't married.
Right.
And, you know, like, it's a lot of bullshit that's going on, mm-hmm. entanglements and all kind of crap.
Mm-hmm. Red table talks.
All of
yeah.
that.
August Alsina.
But
uh-huh.
besides that,
right.
it's like, your traditional mindset and way of thinking, it's like husband, wife, first, right? Marriage. Then you buy a home. And then you start your family.
Right.
We're doing shit ass backwards. Like, all over the place, right?
Well, that's a fact, yeah.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
And ass backwards.
Yeah, super ass backwards.
Anyway.
This country is ass backwards, but yes.
And I think as a mom, it's like, no one signs up to be a single mom.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's a lot of women's biggest fear.
Yeah.
I've mentioned it, and I've spoke on it, but I think a lot of women, at the end of the day, it's like, all I wanted was for not only a parent for my child, but for a partner for myself.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't feel like I'm asking for much.
Right.
I don't feel like I asked for much.
Right.
And I feel like that kid deserves it.
Yeah. But I feel like at times people have to also be truthful with themselves about what they allow, what's going on, and the communication or lack thereof with their partner, are they Sancho, are they baby daddy, are they husband, are they partner? Because, you know, love is love mm-hmm. these days. So if you're not communicating or those lines of communication aren't open.
But a lot of women ended up in a fucked up situation over kindness.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of women, I think, ended up in this situation as a single mom because of them going with their feelings.
Yes, going with their feelings. So, going with their feelings based upon what? Based upon something that their partner did or said?
Falling in love with the wrong person.
Right. But
falling in love with the thought of love.
Right. But let's be clear, though. Like, are we absolving them? Because, I mean, every single mom that becomes a single mom is not a single mom because of what somebody did to them. Let's be very, very clear.
But sometimes what they didn't do for them.
Yeah. Well, okay. So I guess that's my question. I guess that's what I'm asking you. Are you absolving the single moms from any wrongdoing?
No, I mean, everyone has a fault in it.
Okay.
You know, it takes to the tangle.
Yeah. But you're saying, so just under the pretense of what they're dealing with now, something happened, or...
Keep in mind, okay, so I guess I'm not explaining myself. A lot of women stay in wrongful situations and in bad relationships because of them being afraid of being single.
Right. Yeah.
That's not okay either.
No, it's not.
Keep in mind abusive.
Yes.
Keep in mind dealing with a drug addict, yeah. an alcoholic,
yeah.
Someone verbally abusive.
Okay.
Your child is seeing all of this.
Yeah.
Your child is dealing with all of this.
Right.
You know, so that's not okay either.
No.
And a lot of times I'm sure these women are like, so am I, I'm stuck between being a single mom, struggling by myself,
mm-hmm.
or staying with this person and having all these struggles anyway.
Yeah.
It should be like, come on, really?
Yeah.
It's not that hard. Get it together, sis. But it is.
But I think it also highlights the fear of the unknown. I think a lot of women fear the unknown of being a single mom, having to figure it out and do it on their own.
Hell yeah.
You know? So I think that's why they compromise their integrity or their morals to stay in something that they're, when they're really not truly happy.
Hell yeah.
When they're truly not fulfilled.
And keep in mind, like in the Hispanic community, for example, there's a lot of women that the man goes out and works. The mm-hmm. woman stays home.
Yeah.
You cater to your man and you're a mom. That's all you do.
Yeah.
So the day that this man decides to leave you, or that he has a... that he cheats or whatever yeah. it is, that for whatever the reason that you're going to end up being a single mom,
yeah.
you have shit to fall on. And you yeah. have no way of even making a living. You have no way of either getting a few dollars and like nothing at all.
Yeah, that's tough.
You have to be home and you have to be a mom and you have to cook and you have to be great at it because you don't have no other option.
Yeah, that's tough. Honestly, that's tough. Like
And when women finally break out of that, like, salute to them, because I feel like it takes a lot.
It does. I got a friend who was in a situation similar like that. And, yeah. finally got out of that situation and went crazy. Like, not crazy in a sense of, like, lost their mind, but went crazy in a sense of started to rediscover,
mm-hmm.
like, who they were as an individual.
Yeah.
Started to find stuff out
about
them.
A lot of times
you're
held back, too.
Yeah.
Because they... Men, keep in mind, a lot of these are abusive relationships,
mm-hmm.
but mentally abuse is huge too.
Yeah.
Them talking down to you, them making you feel minimal, like making you feel little, you know? And it's like, you get beaten down to think you're this little tiny person that yeah. can't do shit. You can't do shit without me.
Yeah, that's
I'm
crazy.
The breadwinner. You listen to me. You cater to me. I'm the one. Where are you going to go? You don't have
like,
nowhere to go.
I feel
go.
Like when men do that, they highlight insecurities about themselves.
Yeah, or they have, like I said, no one wants an alcoholic.
Yeah.
No one wants a drug addict. No one wants an abusive person. No one wants someone that's already set in their ways. But they think they're the breadwinner. They're the interest. They're the one that you should cater to. Like, that has nothing to do with you as a person.
Yeah, it doesn't.
No.
And
until that person, that woman realizes her worth,
mm-hmm.
that's when it's like, oh, shit, what the hell?
Yeah, and usually by that time, they're like, the guy have as like, or whomever that person is in that situation that's like being demonstrative and being, you know, an aggregate towards that person,
mm-hmm.
usually it's already too late. Like the woman in this situation, or the single mom, if you will, she's like finally dug up enough courage within herself to say, I'm gonna remove myself from this situation.
Yeah.
I'm gonna figure it out on my own.
And I think that we don't realize until we're adults as well. Mm-hmm. Like, I look back at situations, man. I remember my aunt would go to work just like me at 4 or 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
She would not come home at 3. We were bad sometimes. When I look back, me and my cousins, we were bad. You know, and she would get home and she expected a clean house and one of my cousins would cook. And I remember when things weren't done that way, like, she would flip. Like, my aunt... And it's like, now when I think about it, it's like, you had a, like, they were hands-on workers, you know?
Yeah.
Her and my mom, they worked at a company making bags. So, it's like, you have a tough-ass day, probably with a fucked-up-ass coworker, a supervisor, a boss, yeah. a manager,
mm-hmm.
on your fucking ass, down your throat, yeah. all day, to come home to these badass kids that don't want to listen. These badass kids that's like, didn't I tell you guys? And this is when they just flip. Didn't I tell you to take out the fucking chicken? What happened to the chicken? No one took out the chicken. Now I have to stop at the grocery store.
Yeah.
I'm not making that one single stop. I'm that parent now.
Yeah.
I only stop to pick up my kid, and I don't want to stop again. I don't want to stop at the grocery store. I don't want to stop to get off to get food. I don't want to stop anywhere. I want to come home.
Yeah.
And take off my damn bra. You know, like, literally.
It's the best part of Women's Day, right?
Yes, that and my freaking ponytail, bruh. This rubber band,
coming down.
Yep. Literally, everything. Not like that. I meant my bra. Anyway, go on. But
get me riled up for
now
nothing.
I could completely understand what they went through.
Yeah.
You know, and I reference her because she is like my mom. I grew up with her. Mm-hmm. And when I see it, like, my aunt went through a tough divorce.
Yeah.
You know, and not only was it tough because people pictured her as a perfect couple.
Mm-hmm.
She had the perfect marriage. And everyone would say, oh my God, they're always so happy. Oh my God, they're always out dancing. My mom said they were always that it couple. Yeah. Like, always having a good time, always together. And, you know, unfortunately, he cheated. And that literally forced her to go from a home, a big-ass home, mm-hmm. where we all lived, because I live with them too.
Yeah.
To, like you said, an apartment. We weren't used to an apartment. And when I think back, I remember, like, my cousins and myself, like, complaining.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know the struggles of a single mom?
No.
And we're like, what the f... How are we... And we were like, you know, like I said, you grow up a different way. You don't think you're poor.
That's a fact.
You don't think of struggles. How are we going from a house to an apartment? Oh my God, what are we going to tell our friends? Like, we can't even have people over.
It's crazy.
Oh my God, these apartments are ugly. Oh my God, we hate the neighbors. Oh my... Like, everything we would complain and bitch about. And it's like, you have no idea what this woman's going through.
It's a fact. And it's crazy, right? Because if you come out of situations like that, it humbles you. You know what I'm saying? For anybody that's from humble beginnings, and you see and you watch your mom struggle, if you don't want to rectify that, like, I have a hard time believing, like, you know, I have a hard time believing anything you say. If you can't, like...
Show me.
You know what I mean? Like, I remember, right, like, I remember, like, watching my mom struggle a lot. And I remember it used to do something to me. Like, I didn't know what it was, but I would feel a way. Like, I would feel a way watching my mom be in the grocery store, putting stuff back. You know what I'm saying?
Because you don't have enough.
Because you don't have enough money. Or, you know what I'm saying? The embarrassment or the shame of having to actually pay with food stamps and saving the cash for something else.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she would send us. Like, I would be in the store, like, with my brothers, like, 2-3 deep. And we'd have the book of food stamps paying for the food, you know? But, like, embarrassed, low-key, too.
Yeah.
Like, damn, because, like, people would make fun of us and shit like that, you know?
Because that sucks for a kid,
you know? Or going to the laundromat, washing laundry. You know, my mom would take the big, like, you know, like, the sheets that you put on your bedding, like fucking queen sheet or king sheet. Put all the clothes in that, you know what I'm saying, colors in one, whites in another, towels in another, and, like, tie it up. I'm talking, like, big-ass sheets, you know? You wash them for 6. So it's, like, you know, or 7 in her case, you know what I'm saying?
Like I said, I complained with one.
And,
see nothing yet.
You know what I'm saying? And we'd just be at the laundromat for hours, you know, me and my brothers, and, you know, our job was to wash the clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Or prepare my siblings' meals, making sure they did their homework and shit, you know? So, like, I look back at, so, excuse me, sorry, I'm a little under weather. I look back at a lot of times that I had to, you know, really, really go through certain situations and scenarios, and I really believe it shaped me for the better, you know, because I'm a very unique case study, if you will, because not only did I grow up with humble beginnings, but I've also been fortunate enough to be around very affluent people, you know, people who have disposable income, people who make 6 and 7 figures. And, you know, I rub shoulders with these people. You know, I used to go to school with their kids and watch them, and I've been in their homes, and I see how they live life, and I see how, you know, what their pitfalls are, the shit that they deem problems, you know? Oh, I can't get another BMW. Oh, woe is me. Like, what kind of shit is this? Nigga, I'm worried about what I'm going to eat tonight. Mm-hmm. Is it going to be hot dogs or ramen noodles? You motherfuckers worried about the next BMW that's coming out? It's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Different. So it's like, it really, like, I really start to understand and really value the true meaning of life. And I think those are some of the lessons that my mom was instilling in us being a single mom. Mm-hmm. Is that, yeah, you are different now, but you always won't be, you know? So yeah. Make sure that you always look somebody in the eye. Make sure that you give people respect. Because you never know, you know, people on the way up, people tend to, like, you know, they only have tunnel vision. But, like, let them up, like, you know, so make sure you treat people with respect, even when you're on your ascension, even when you're on your climb. Because it might be the same people you might have to see on the way down.
Yeah.
Once it all crashes and comes to burn. You know what I'm saying? And that's one of the reasons why, like, I carry myself the way that I carry myself. So being around, you know, having a single mom, being around friends who have single moms, seeing how they treat their kids, seeing how they treated me, and then, you know, having the opportunity to be around people who have way more than I could have ever imagined, and see how they act, and see how they treat each other, I'm like, shit, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, I pride myself on just being a good, solid individual. I think that's one of the reasons why I'm blessed and highly favored, and why a lot of people fuck with me. Oh, yeah, I'm blessed and highly favored. I'll tell you that 10 times 1,000, you know? But I feel so strongly about that is because a lot of people just fuck with me on the strength because I do leverage my personality. I leverage it in my personal life. I leverage it in my professional life. And people, I think people give you that aura. People like just to be around a good person. And I feel like that's what's worked for me. And I know a lot of it it stems from my upbringing from a single mom and some of the lessons that she instilled in me, you know? Mm-hmm. And some people, for whatever reason, you know, they feel like once they get to a certain plateau, they want to rid themselves or forget about where they came from. And that's not me.
Well, not only that, keep in mind, a lot of people had a very traumatic childhood. I mean, you did. You were able to surpass it. You were able to look past that. Because it wasn't just, oh, struggles, and it's all right. Like, there was, you know, it was bad timing, too.
Yeah.
It was a lot of things that you had to deal with. Yeah. You know?
Most definitely.
But other people, like, their childhood is absolutely shit.
Yeah.
So they don't want to reminisce on that. And I think that's what makes someone bitter, which I'm not okaying it, because it's not.
I guess not necessarily say, like, reminisce. I have an issue with people who I feel like, if you know your mom was a single mom, right? And you know that she worked her butt off to, like, put you in a situation where you're now comfortable, where she's attempting to improve your quality of life, and where she did. And, like, now you get to this privileged position and where you could just look at that situation and just say, puh, on that. And you turn your nose up at that as if you didn't come from that.
Yeah.
I can't fuck with you.
Well, not like that, but keep in mind, like I tell you, a lot of times you do give your mom a lot of credit, which she deserves, but you got yourself out of a lot of bad situations as well.
That's a fact.
Which I think you always give her the credit, but a lot of credit you deserve yourself.
That's a fact. I give my mom, I guess.
I love your confidence in this podcast, by the way, this episode. Like, yeah, that's me. Shit.
Well, no. That is true. Because, I mean, you know, to have a father.
But that's why when you're saying, like, when people are like, fuck that, I'm not going to turn back. And, like, they don't want to.
I mean, I give God a lot of credit, too. Because, I mean, I dropped out of high school.
And but who put themselves back?
Me.
Did your parents push you? No.
No.
It was you.
Yeah, it was me. But, like, I also feel like God opened up a door.
Yeah.
You know, because people paid my tuition, you know, for me to go to the school.
But if you didn't want any of that, it wouldn't have happened.
It's a fact. I did want it for myself. Yeah. Yes, I did.
So, yeah, like, luckily your mom, I guess, did push you. But in a way, it was you, too. Like, if you wouldn't have wanted that.
Yeah.
Someone, like, for example, you know how they say something, what about the horse? You can lead the horse to water and you can force it. Yeah. The exact same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree. I just wish more people would not, like, rid themselves of their origin story. Because I feel like that's a key factor in who they are and who they ultimately become, the person that they are today. Your origin story is what makes you, is what shapes you, you know? Honestly, a lot of people, I feel like, really don't fully embrace Tiger Woods, and this is, I'm off on a tangent, but it's because, like, he doesn't really identify with where he comes from. Like, he identifies with one side, but you know what I'm saying? When it comes to, like, that other side, I feel like he don't fuck with, like, at all. He, like, completely is, like, oblivious to, like, that other side.
Yeah.
Which is why, like, the black community have a hard time fully embracing him. You know what I'm saying? Because his origin story is over there. He just leaves it over there. You know? Like, I like seeing the fact that, like, when he was a young boy and his dad was teaching him how to play an all, what's predominantly, like, an all-white sport with his black father, like, showing him and teaching him the ropes.
Yeah.
Like, that seems to get lost with all the hoopla and who he's dating, you know? Yeah. His origin story is not there. Don't forget your origin story. I guess that's the bigger point I'm trying to make. Like, you know, yeah, you a single mom. Like, yeah, you had a single mom, but yeah, you went through this and yeah, you went through that. But what did it ultimately drive and shape you to become?
But I often do tell you this as well. Like, I'm so glad a lot of people hold grudges towards that. And I think even though you see the struggles that your mom's going through, even though you see everything that she's sacrificing, everything that she's working through, like I said, when you see and you go through this as well, even as a non-single mom, you know, you could have your partner, you could be married, you could be, you know, whatever it is. You can have the perfect American family with the white picket fence, perfect lifestyle, that's perfectly fine. But when you look at that, you don't have any type of remorse to that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You're just like, fuck that.
Yeah.
And that's tough.
Yeah, it is tough.
Because you grow up with a grudge.
You do.
Towards your mom. A lot of people, that's why they're like, nah, I don't fuck with my mom. And I'm just like, oh. To me, I panic. Like, when people really don't, like, fuck with their parents like that, I'm just like, oh, what happened? You know?
I'm going to be honest with you.
And a lot of people
don't. It's more than what you probably think. Unfortunately.
Does it tell you, like, I'm
not saying it's okay. I'm not saying, like, I don't know what the reasons are. I don't know all that entails, because I'm sure that's a lot to unpack on both ends. I'm pretty sure both sides have valid reasons why they don't fuck with each other, but that exact phrase, what you just uttered, people not fucking with their mom, is a lot more often than what you might probably think.
Yeah.
And well, for whatever reason, you know? And it sucks, because it sounds so, like, fucking, like, I don't fuck with my mom. Like, what the
fuck,
you know?
And I'm telling you, it's much more of that than, oh, we have a great relationship or no, that's cool, that's my queen. Like, is it really? Mm-hmm. Is it this internet shit or is it this fake shit that you're seeing? Like, is your relationship that good?
Yeah.
You know, like, to me, but like I said, everyone has different upbringings. Everyone was raised different. Everyone has a lot of things that they have to work through.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the kid to blame.
Nah.
You know, I always feel that way.
No, it's definitely not the kid to blame. I feel like children are...
As the parents, we're the ones making the mistakes.
Yeah, children are exempt. Or at least they should be.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're... But unfortunately, who are the casualties in a lot of these decisions that are made? The children.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know? So, like, and it was crazy. I was just having a conversation with, like, two of my best friends. And I was just telling them, I said, fellas, we are in the prime years of our lives. Like, our relationships, our work... The decisions that we make are moving forward are going to have a direct impact on what kind of outcome and quality of life we'll have within the next 7 to 10 years. And it has to be calculated, it has to be strategized, it has to be thought and planned. And, like, we have to really, really be careful. I mean, a fucking bank just dissolved into thin air. 97.3% of the funds were, like, not insured by the FDIC. This is Silicon Valley Bank we talking about. So it's like, when I hear shit and I see shit like that, I'm like, yo.
And this is reality.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So just, I mean, people not having their mom going to that. And, you know, it's like, man, we got to really, like, wake up and, like, really, really see, like, what's really going on out here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and also let me say this. If you are fortunate enough to have a mom, you know, if you are... Even if you were or did have a single mom, but, you know, your mother's still in your life, and, you know, cherish that, man, because a lot of people, there are a large number of people or individuals out there who don't have that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They don't have that.
also, some moms, stop being a piece of shit, mom. Like, reach out to your kids. Be nice. Be kind. Life is short.
Yeah.
And look, these kids have a lot to offer to you, not only financially. Please. It's not all about that. It's kindness. It's love.
Yeah.
It's families now. Yeah. You know? Like, now, it comes with a lot. Yeah. It's not, you're just not missing out on your children, on grandchildren, on so much more yeah. than just that.
It
on
is,
life
man.
Itself.
It is, yeah, definitely. I would urge everybody to just, you know, be kind, exude a lot of patience. If you know somebody who's a single mother, if you know that they've had some hardships, if you know that, you know, their trials and tribulations and their origin story wasn't the greatest, I would urge you to be kind. I would challenge you to, you know, offer some words of encouragement. Be there for those individuals. And, you know, offer an uplifting hand if you can. Even Jody agrees.
Yeah.
You
know what I'm don't be get mean. It, Jody.
Yeah, bark at you. Mm-hmm. Guard dog. But nah, man, I really hope that y'all take something from this and it resonates with y'all. We just want to go ahead and we wanted to highlight this scenario because we feel like it's apropos. But yeah, man, all in all, if you love your mom, give her a hug. Whether she's single, whether she's in a relationship, go give her a big hug, give her a kiss, take her out. You know what I'm saying? Do something nice for her. If she got a birthday, Mother's Day coming up, Mexican Mother's Day, all that, you know?
So we wanted to focus on the single moms just because we feel like you don't get the credit that you deserve. You guys deserve that and so much more.
Facts.
Like, this podcast was just a little tiny bit yeah. of the credit that you deserve.
Oh, yeah.
But we show your love,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, we want to highlight y'all and give y'all flowers.
Definitely.
Y'all deserve it.
Yes. So when you see a single mom that's just tired, leave her alone, man.
Yeah.
Give her a little break. Any type of kind of act of kindness that you can do, definitely do so.
Yeah.
Even sometimes a listening ear, like, oh, hey, I get you, man. Mm-hmm. That shit's hard.
Yeah.
We'll go a long way. But we do want to thank you guys once again for tuning in.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you kindly.
As always, man, it is your boy, Wayne Hood.
And Vanessa Hurst.
And we're going to let Al take y'all out, man. All right? Peace.